From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. For more than a century, the NAACP has devoted itself to promoting equality and diversity. Now it's drawing attention for diversity within the organization itself. Many local chapters are electing leaders who are not black. And NPR's Tovia Smith reports that some critics worry the group is getting sidetracked from its original mission.
By the year 2000, the NAACP's membership had dwindled to half what it was at its peak. But in recent years, the organization's been building back up by broadening its base. As leaders like to say, we're the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, and colored people come in all colors.
The NAACP is back on the map, and it's going to accomplish some great things in the future.
Victor Diaz is the new president of the NAACP branch in Waterbury, Connecticut. A 32-year-old Hispanic, he's one of about a dozen new local leaders who are changing the complexion and mission of the NAACP.
I think you're going to see a great exponential growth as other individuals see that it's just not an African-American orientation. And you're going to see probably the NAACP tackle some of the issues that are relevant in the Latino community as well.
In fact, the NAACP has already taken stands boosting the causes of immigrants and gay marriage, for example. Clark University professor Ravi Perry says the organization founded to fight prejudice and discrimination is practicing what it preaches.
The NAACP is actually living out its mission by the leadership being diverse throughout the country. And that, I think, is the beautiful thing.
Perry also happens to be the new president of the NAACP in Worcester, Massachusetts. He's hoping that his election as an openly gay African American will help draw more gays and lesbians into the NAACP fold.
The experiences are similar. For all people who have experienced discrimination, the NAACP mission says very clearly that the NAACP strives to fight discrimination in all of its forms. As far as I understand, all includes everybody.
To many, the new diversity in the NAACP reflects the organization's roots, since the national group was founded by blacks and whites. But since the civil rights era, most local leaders have been blacks focused on black issues. Boston activist and Reverend Eugene Rivers says, for good reason.
One of my colleagues says, there's humankind and there's black kind. Listen, black people have a specific set of issues which are unique to them. And saying, well, we all suffer discrimination? No, there's a difference of degree and kind.
Reverend Leroy Perry of the Mount Zion AME Church in Waterbury, Connecticut, is one of many troubled by what he calls the hostile takeover of his chapter by its new Hispanic president. Members were so bitterly divided, the election was appealed all the way up to the national office.
But you can't be all things to all people because then you're nothing.
Indeed, to many, it's the symbolism that's as disturbing as anything.
The fear is, will the interests of the NAACP now be broadened to the point where blacks are placed in the background and all these other causes are brought to the foreground? You know? I mean, the NAACP was not for Hispanics, not for gays. It was for the black people in particular.
On the streets of Boston, it's easy to find African-Americans like 20-year-old Rodney Henry with a visceral reaction to news of a white or Latino person leading a local NAACP.
Oh, no. Why would you have something that to do for colored people and then add some people who are in charge of it that are not colored people? That's, like, not right.
Listen, black people want black leadership. There doesn't need to be a big multicultural talk fest. No, there's no reason for that.
Again, Reverend Eugene Rivers.
The National Organization of Women does not feel obligated to represent men. They say, we do women. The Jews do the same thing. God bless them to their credit. Black people are the only folk that got to make excuses for why they haven't got a little bit of everybody. They ain't got Noah's Ark in their organization.
It's one thing, Rivers says, to build coalitions and alliances and recruit members who are not black. But he says it'll all be for naught if the NAACP allows its agenda to get lost in everyone else's. Tovia Smith, NPR News.